Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
33990.
That was 33990?
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, this is Justine?
May I have your first and last name?
Yeah, my first and last name is Charles Roberts. Would you like a certificate number?
Okay, well, may I have your, will you verify your shipping address?
It's 149 Southeast 10th Terrace, Cape Coral, Florida.
Okay, I see here you have the online form on training portal and the digital and physical certificate. I do see that you have already been counseled, and I also see that you have disputed the charge as well.
Right, yeah, I thought when I registered for the class, I thought I received a solicitation that it was my last chance to get a free concealed carry instructional class. So I tried for 2 weeks to reach somebody at your offices before the Christmas holidays and had no luck getting through to anybody on the phone. So I saw three charges in 1 month, something like $89 and $25 and then $19. And the $19 was continued for 3 months. I had no idea I was going to be charged anything, much less a recurring charge. So do you have any explanation for me on that?
Okay, so it's showing that you have already disputed the charge. So there is actually nothing that I would be able to do to the account at all.
Okay, and what was your name again?
Destiny.
Destiny? I'm sorry?
Destiny.
Bethany?
Destiny.
Destiny. Okay.
That's all right.
All right, and so so you can't even tell me what the charges were for? Now that they've been disputed, and I guess they're being rectified with the credit card company, is that correct?
Okay, so you bill $19 for the online farm on training portal, $29 for the Universal Gun Hostel, and $85 for the digital and physical certificate.
And what's the $29 for?
Universal Gun Hostel.
Universal Gun Holster. And I don't understand the $19 continuing charge for online portal. That charge has appeared on my credit card statement for 4 months running, and I don't understand. I don't pay $20 for television. I'm sure not going to pay $20 to have access to your learning center.
Okay, so I do understand what you're saying. But your account have already been disputed, so there is nothing that I'm able to do to the account.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for researching it and at least being able to satisfy me that there are real people at the end of the number. I was awfully frustrated when this first took place at the end of the year. So thank you. I hope that's as hard a call as you get tonight.
All right, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Yep, Happy New Year to you, and sorry I missed Happy Valentine's for you. Hope you had a nice holiday.
Okay, same to you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.